If I could have your attention here in the media center and up in the press box, we'll roll into tonight's post-race media availability for the 19th annual NextEra Energy Resources 250 in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series. And we're joined right now by our runner-up in tonight's race, driver of the number 24 for Turner Order of the Eagles Chevrolet for GMS Racing, and that's Justin Haley. Justin, the first two stages tonight seemed rather calm. That third stage was wild from start to finish. Please walk through the final laps of that race from your perspective.
Yeah, the final last laps were pretty crazy. We didn't get the qualifying we wanted, and then we got shuffled back there. Didn't have the stage one we wanted, but made some good pit stops. Got up there towards the front in the mix there towards stage two. And then the last lap, you know, I was in the lead there on that caution, and we're going to go back green, and I didn't know who to pick to push me, and Lagisi obviously gave me a good push on the outside to the leads. So I stuck in my gut on that one. We ran pretty good there with David, trying to block the runs, and then finally got shuffled back a little bit in the last lap. You know, the energy really wasn't there in the high side. There's only 9 or 10 of us, and we were communicating with Joe Nemechek because he was obviously a Chevy. So, I was going to back up to him on the backstretch there to try to get a win. But, if you pull out there on the backstretch and Joe doesn't go with you, you end up 15th. So the outside actually happened to have a good run, and the opportunity wasn't there. So then Lagisi tried to go up and block it, and, I side-drafted him, took opportunity of that. And, I thought maybe we were going to have Johnny there towards the end, but, really thankful to have the Fraternal Order of Eagles on board. Everyone at GMS. I'm glad Johnny won with GMS, and, we could take home the win.
Okay, we'll open the floor up for questions. If you have a question for Justin, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you.
No fun.
We'll go here to David.
Thank you for just not making it completely awkward. Really appreciate that.
David Morgan, Motorsports Tribune. You're one of the young guns in the series. When you come to a race like Daytona's biggest race of the season for y'all, what goes through your mind in this race, especially when you got close to the end, when you're getting a chance to win?
Yeah, you definitely are thinking about winning, but you can't let it get to your head. And, you know, all week everyone's been asking me, you know, if I'm nervous running at Daytona or not. But, I think the best thing to do is put away the nerves because, I just feel like focusing on the task at hand is the best way to win a race. So you just got to push out all the nerves. And obviously, that was fun racing right there. I don't know what it looked like from y'all's perspective, but it was pretty intense for us. You know, we're three wide, which trucks don't do a lot. So, overall, pretty good night.
We'll head up to the press box.
Chris Knight, Catchman's Talk. Justin, able to compete at Daytona Orlando because of an age restriction. How important was it for you to have a strong night to propel you towards a championship run?
Yeah, you know, you obviously want to start off Daytona on a good foot because it just gets the attitude of the whole team and the atmosphere around you. Start in the right direction, and obviously with Johnny getting a win, that helps GMS as a whole. Some of my other teammates didn't have quite the good run, but obviously being able to run the full season this year, I feel like there's no reason we shouldn't be in the Final Four at the end of the year. So I guess we just got to go to Atlanta next week and try to win that one. Our mile and a half stuff has been really good, and we tested Charlotte. The Elmore Motors, obviously, were very good, the NT1s. Lots of positive from tonight to take away.
Any questions here in the deadline room? Any additional questions for Justin? Justin, congratulations on your finish tonight. Good luck next week in Atlanta.
Thank you. Yep.